This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go in the corner against his zone, floats it over to Payton, cross court to Butler. He'll fake, tries to make penetration, gets it back to Payton above the break, right side, off the rim, jam home Kuminga. Everybody watching the flight of the ball, and Kuminga soared high and threw it down hard.
Now back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Always good to hear the sweet voice of Tim Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Calling a Jonathan Kuminga elevation sensation.
Never gets old. And I can't help but hear this, and apologies to the YouTube audience. Cam came back with clips and grinding, and I was thinking this should be your walk-up song. Grandy. Grandy. Boom, 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 boom. Grandy. Grandy. Grandy.
That's a good one.
You know his name is Mark Grandy. Grandy.
I like
Grandy.
It.
I was telling Cam with the talk back, the whisper part too. Grinding. Grandy. There you go. Anyway, apologies to the YouTube audience, but that's what was going on.
You did a good rendition.
I tried to.
And, you included them.
I was into it, and you know, I tried to impress young Cam with my hip-hop and R&B knowledge.
I think you have.
Well, and I'm an old guy, but one of the things that I've really continued to enjoy going back to my days in the 70s and 80s is popular music of all shapes, sizes, and forms. And so that's got to be like the early OOs, right? Clips and grinding, Cam. I don't know if you...
Yeah, it came out 2000 and something, maybe 2001 or two.
Okay.
But one of those early good albums.
Appreciate that, yeah.
You all and right. Shasky both very good.
Oh, yeah.
Very good knowledge.
Shasky goes like way, way, way beyond with some of the more modern, like outside of the popular realm. Mm. Like, I always hear him talk about Nicotina and, like, other, a lot of local good hip-hop that I probably missed. Because, like, when that song came out, I was, you know, waiting for the birth of my first child. And, you know, I was out there literally grinding, have, like, seven or eight jobs. But anyway, you try to keep up. I don't try because I feel like I have to try. I just enjoy it. Anyway.
It shows.
Yeah, thanks.
It shows. Welcome back. Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy, though, with you on this Thursday. Happy early 4th of July to everybody out there. Talking through the Warriors' Jonathan Kuminga situation, because we are now into day 4 of free agency, more than an hour in, or about an hour in, and we have still no movement from the Warriors. I guess if, and I said this earlier, and a bunch of people on the YouTube chat, you know, jumped on me. I said no news, I think, is bad news for the Warriors. I guess there has been some, if you want to call it news, I guess news, it's more like rumors and speculation that a sign and trade with the Sacramento Kings is reportedly gaining steam. I tend to not really believe it. I think it's the Kings that are playing games with the Warriors. I don't know exactly what they're gaining from getting all of that information out there. The Kings reportedly interested in sending the Warriors second-year guard Devin Carter and Dario Saric, former Warrior, in a sign-and-trade for Jonathan Kuminga. I think the Warriors look at that, they scoff, they laugh, they hang up the phone immediately. So So I don't really pay any attention to a deal like that. Now, if you look at the Kings roster, Dibs, and I was doing this earlier, who might work in a sign-and-trade for Jonathan Kuminga if we could just entertain this Kings-Kuminga thing for a sec? Because who knows? Maybe it does happen. Maybe the Warriors get so desperate and so scared of the potential Kuminga taking the qualifying offer and walking away for nothing in a year. Maybe they're so scared that they're willing to do business with, I don't know if rival is the right word, but a team that lives right down the road from them, and you would see Kuminga in your own building often. I think that's a major detraction for the Warriors in terms of who they're willing to do business with in this regard. They don't want to see Kuminga a lot, would be my guess. So if this were to happen, it would have to be the Warriors' last recourse, and they'd have to be getting something of value right now back. And if you look through the Kings' roster and their contracts, there's one name, Dibs, that stands out above the rest that I think might work. And you got to remember, on a sign-and-trade, Kuminga's contract, whatever he agrees to, this year's value, only the Warriors only can get 50% of that back in return. So, say Jonathan Kuminga signs for, this is probably on the high end, but the Kings, maybe they're desperate and they really want JK. $22 million for the first year. Maybe they front-load it. And so it's about $18, $19 million AAV, but the first year is $22 million. Keegan Murray makes $11 million, dude. And if the Warriors are approached by the Sacramento Kings and the Warriors realize they might not have any other chance to get something better back for Jonathan Kuminga, and the Kings are offering Keegan Murray, who's on the last year of his rookie deal and is a restricted free agent next year, we could do this whole process over again. The Warriors at that point, Dibs, they might be interested in that. And you could definitely see Keegan Murray having a positive impact on the Warriors this year.
I would imagine that the Kings would expect you to attach a pick alongside Jonathan Kuminga, I would think. And I don't know if it's a protected first or what it would be, because Keegan Murray already is a better, more ready-made NBA player than Jonathan Kuminga. And you're right, you do have to then decide what you're going to do with Keegan Murray, because he's only making 11 and change, and he's in that same spot where, you know, you saw somebody earlier this week get that rookie extension. You know, after 3 years, you're eligible for that rookie extension, whether it's the rookie max like Cade Cunningham got, or just a rookie deal like Moses Moody got, or somewhere in between. That would be the challenge for you as a Warrior team with Keegan Murray. And, you know, the way he's played, he's probably a $25 or $30 million a year guy, not this year because he's still under contract, but next year and going forward. So I like the player and I do like the fit, but I don't know if that resolves your short-term financial constrictions that you're going to be facing with Steph making 62 and Jimmy up around 54 and Draymond in the last year of his deal in 2 years. It feels a little bit like kicking the can down the road, but for this upcoming year, you definitely get better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get better. And I mean, I think the Warriors need to be Because the bottom line to all of this, Dibs, is, and this is why I think the Kuminga situation is so potentially like dangerous for the Warriors, and why I think it could have a large impact, is because they don't have time to mess around. They don't have time to be like, all right, let's kick the can down the road and we'll figure it out at the trade deadline. We'll figure it out next offseason. Like, that might ultimately prove to be the best decision that they could make based on the other options, right? If the option is he gets offered 3 years and, I don't know, $50 million from somebody else right now, and he accepts it, and the Warriors are left deciding, well, to either match or let him leave. Like, if one of the other options is let him leave for nothing, then kicking the can down the road is a better option. But when you zoom out and you try to figure out exactly what the Warriors are trying to accomplish, they're trying to win one last championship with Steph. And, you know, Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy can say everything that they want about, well, if Kuminga's back on our roster next year, he's going to be a bigger contributor, and we have to find room for him. And yeah, great, you can say all of that. But what do we know, Dibs, and what has history proven to us? History has proven to us that Jonathan Kuminga, for whatever reason, whether it's Steve Kerr not seeing it or whether it's Kuminga just simply not having the skill set, he does not work alongside Steph Curry. And if we're going into a season, maybe one of the last seasons that Steph is legitimately great and it can be the one on a championship team, and one of your key pieces coming back is a guy who you've already determined can't play with your star, then that's a failure. Maybe it's the best decision you can make in this very tough moment, but the fact that it got to this spot and the fact that it is a possibility speaks pretty harshly on all the decisions that led the Warriors to this very moment.
Right, and the decisions have been multitude where, you know, you've been trying to win, and so you haven't developed, quote-unquote, Jonathan Kuminga the way that other teams have developed their younger players because you've been trying to win. This is not to excuse Jonathan Kuminga from also not developing the skills that the Warriors have asked him to have and showcase. I do think that both sides have some responsibility as far as why he's not as much of a developed player as you would like him to be. And so you think about Keegan Murray in the short term, and he can do a lot of things that would fit right away better with this team. And the other motivation, I look at it from a Sacramento standpoint, is your financial situation going forward is a little bit unsure. You've got LaVine making 47.5 and then 49 on a player option. Jeez. I would imagine he opts in for that.
I would think so.
Sabonis is making 43, 46, and 50 over the next three.
Oh, yeah.
DeRozan's making 25, and then it's a not fully guaranteed 25. Malik Monk is making 18, 8, and then 20. You got some big numbers on your books already. So if you have Keegan Murray, and he's making 11 this year on a team option, and if you exercise that, well, when that year's up, and he's going to, you know, be a restricted free agent like Kuminga is, you're going to have teams throwing a lot of money at him. So you might be in the same spot with Murray that the Warriors are now with Kuminga, where you may not be able to afford to keep him, you know?
Yeah.
And the Warriors aren't in that spot because there aren't as many suitors. But next offseason, if Keegan Murray continues to be the player he's shown himself to be, that guy's probably a $30 million, $35 million a year guy.
I mean, he has a very, very sought after skill, which is be a tall player and shoot the three ball. And I mean, that's something the Warriors desperately need. I mean, why are they so interested in Al Horford? And if there is any news of the day to pass along, it does seem increasingly likely that Al Horford will be a Warrior. Jake Fisher, who has kind of become one of the top NBA insiders, and he works with Mark Stein, I think it's via Substack. And he has a lot of connections, and he's been on top of a lot of this stuff. He essentially said earlier today that everyone he talks to around the league is essentially saying they expect Al Horford to become a Warrior. So in terms of any newsy stuff that is happening today, that is worth passing along. And why do the Warriors want Al Horford, Dibs? Because he is a big player who can shoot the three ball. And he kind of fills a couple of needs for the Warriors. And I know Al is approaching 40 years old, and he would make them old as hell, somehow older than they already are, which seems impossible, but he would. He is all right in the paint defensively, and he can space out the floor and make the three. So very, very valuable to the Warriors because you kind of can kill two birds with one stone. Not that Keegan Murray is a center, not that he's a great, you know, rim protector. He is not. But a big body that can space the floor, that is something the Warriors do not really have any of, other than Quentin Post, who is a 52nd overall pick or whatever it was this past a year ago. So that's why Al Horford is interesting to the Warriors, and that's exactly why I think they would be interested in somebody like Keegan Murray as well.
Yeah, and he's a classic, you know, 3-and-D type of player. You mentioned 6'8", and he can shoot it. Not elite, but he's good enough, and he's a guy who I think would fit very well into this role, kind of a little bit like a GP2, not quite the same defender, but a better shooter and much taller than Gary Payton II. So somebody you could put out there with a number of different combinations and lineups and have him fit. Whereas Kuminga, you're having a hard time getting his offensive skills right now to fit because he needs the ball in his hand. Keegan Murray doesn't need it in his hands nearly as much. And the other attractive part for Sacramento is what I was mentioning about their future finances and maybe trying to get a little bit of cost certainty, even if it's Kuminga at $22 million, like you were saying, if that was going to be the opening number. Maybe it turns out to be 3 years and $60 million, with the first number being 22, and then it's, you know, 20 and then 18, yeah, diminishing three-year deal, however you structure it. Sacramento would have more cost certainty as they get deeper into their two monster players.
Yeah, and Malik Monk's probably on the way out the door as part of the Dennis Schroeder deal, but it's not like you just, that money goes away. It's now just going to be paid to Dennis Schroeder, so there's still a lot of money tied up there for the Sacramento Kings. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, and as always, we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studio. So maybe Keegan Murray in a Jonathan Kuminga sign and trade is not realistic. I don't really think the Kings would want to part with Keegan Murray for that, but I don't think the Warriors are doing it for what the report currently is, and the report is Devin Carter and Dario Saric. So the reason why I kind of poo-poo all these sources and these reports is because the Warriors are not doing that deal. I can guarantee you that. They're not trading away Jonathan Kuminga for Devin Carter and Dario Saric. Even if they don't feel like Jonathan Kuminga is a great help for them this year, they know that his value is worth more than Devin Carter and Dario Saric. So they would, I think, rather kick the can down the road and deal with this another day as opposed to accept that deal. So until something else changes in that regard, in that report, Dibs, I'm pretending that this Kings stuff isn't even really out there in the world.
I do believe that the Kings stuff is out there, but I agree that that part of it, the Devin Carter and Dario Saric, to me that does not reek of, yeah, we want to get rid of our number 7 overall pick as an asset and take back a big question mark rookie who didn't really play much at all and a big man who we already had and we didn't really love it when he was here the first time.
Not at
so
all.
I think that it would make more sense that you part with a pick, and I don't even know if it would be a first round pick to get Keegan Murray, but even if it was a protected pick in 2032 and you send out Kuminga and a sign and trade and you get just Murray, that to me in the short term is good. I'm not saying that you wouldn't be giving up on Kuminga. I think you already kind of have anyway, but you'd at least be getting a player for 1 year, maybe longer, who you can really look to as a solid player. And honestly, next year, if we play this out a little further, next year, Keegan Murray as a sign-and-trade candidate would be a much stronger option for you than Kuminga now.
There would be a much more robust market.
Correct.
No doubt about it. One, because Keegan is probably worth more around the league, at least in this moment, than Kuminga is. Maybe Kuminga has an amazing season and that changes. But in this, Kuminga's value in this moment is worth less than Keegan Murray's. And next year, Dibs, we all know that, I mean, we've said it countless times, I know you know this, the free agent market and the amount of money and space that teams have next year, like, it is night and day compared to this year. The free agent market in general is going to be so much more robust next year, so you have a valuable piece like a Keegan Murray. Maybe you sign him and you keep him, you find a way to make the financials work, or you can run You could probably have like 8 teams interested and you could, you know, get a pretty good offer for Keegan Murray and get something of value in return.
More so than what we've seen or what it's felt like we've seen here as day 4 in the free agency period is underway and there hasn't really been much. Like, this Kings rumbling, and, you know, Chicago was interested, and Miami was interested, and maybe Brooklyn. We talked about it all offseason, and, well, we haven't really seen much in the way of actual activity or actual, you know, rumors or news to come around. And I was thinking even today, Grandy, like, we haven't heard much from anyone in free agency. Like, we've had no Shams bombs all day long.
This is not a bomb. Maybe this is a
firecracker. Shout out the 4th of July.
And yeah, and everyone stay safe out there. We're going to go to Joe in San Jose on the phones in a sec. But Shams did just tweet about 5 minutes ago, free agent center Jackson Hayes has agreed on a one-year deal to return to the Los Angeles Lakers. And then, of course, he shouts out his agents, Bill Duffy and Marlon Harrison of WME Basketball, as he always does. But Jackson Hayes, back to the Lakers.
Nice.
That's the biggest signing of the day.
Good for you, Bill. Bill Duffy, local guy.
Oh, is he? East Bay guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, long-time East Bay resident, I believe, Bill Duffy.
I did not know that.
Go ahead and move the chains. Day four, you know, get your guys paid.
Way to go, Bill.
Yeah, get a little bit in your personal coffers as well. But that's about it, right?
And Jackson Hayes, yeah. The guy who, despite the Lakers having zero centers, because they traded away Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic, in the playoffs he got benched, and they went even smaller, and he's not even a prototypical center, but now he's back with the Lakers.
Right, and that whole thing with the Lakers where they just sat their whole bench in the second half of that game in the playoffs where they had their starters play all 24 minutes, all five of them, including Dorian Finney-Smith, and I don't know if you saw that report about Rob Pelinka over the last couple of days where there's a report out there that Pelinka was going around the league telling teams that Dorian Finney-Smith had a bad ankle.
Oh, I saw that.
And then
maybe trying to purposely tank his market.
Exactly.
So he could come back. But then word got back to DFS, and he said, okay, screw you, L.A. I'm going to go to Dallas.
Right, right. So I don't know the relative veracity of that report, but the very fact that it's out there and it's a possibility that that was going on, like, what are you doing, L.A.? I mean,
messed up.
Yeah, it's messed up when, you know, you try to tank a player's value and you do it in a way that it comes back around and gets back to the player and the agent. That's bad.
That's very bad.
Bad look.
Very bad. 888-957-9570. Joe in San Jose is up next. Joe, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you fellas today?
We're good, man.
Good. I'm just a little bummed. I think we missed the boat a little bit. I mean, maybe it might not even have been a possibility, but I know Steven Adams just re-signed his contract like a week ago with the Rockets. I knew he was going to be a free agent this year, and I was hoping that there might have been a way that some magic would have happened. We could have ended up getting him because I think all we're really needing is a big man, in my opinion. But I mean, are there any other big men out there that you guys know of that are either coming up available, possibly maybe next year or this year? Because I love Quentin Post and I like TJD, but I mean they're developing talents and I think they're great, but I just wish we had some like a veteran presence in the middle of a big guy of some kind, shot blocker. I don't know. I was curious what your guys' thoughts were.
Joe, let me just ask you real quick. Stay on the line. How do you feel about Al Horford?
Well, definitely seasoned is a word I would use to describe him. Yep. I'm sure he's very talented. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He can shoot the three ball, but I don't like us getting older. It reminds me a lot of the Chris Paul move. I don't know. I mean, I like it. But I think the Keegan Murray thing is a little bit more exciting. But that's just me.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Joe. I mean, you're not alone in thinking the Warriors need a big. The Warriors know that as well. Kevon Looney left. And I'm of the mind, Dibs, that the Kevon Looney leaving is more emotionally tough than, like, basketball tough. Because he was in and out of the rotation, even when he was playing, not playing a ton of major minutes. It's why I think they're going to be the team that signs Al Horford. And Horford, despite at his advanced age, I think is a better basketball player and a better fit for this team than Kevon Looney. So in that like micro transaction, the Warriors got marginally better, if that is to happen.
Right.
But in terms of like a young guy who's going to be your starting center for the next 5 years. Is he out there somewhere? No, probably not. And if he is, the Warriors can't afford him. So you're going to have to be happy with what your realistic options are, which isn't great.
And I'm looking at the free agents who are still out there, and you've got Bismack Biyombo.
Oh, yeah.
Who
not Bring him much, in.
Right. You got PJ Hall.
Who?
Thank you. Out of Denver. Christian Coloco, Laker who's restricted.
Fellow Arizona Wildcats. Steve Kerr would love him.
Thank you. Brandon Carlson, Jesse Edwards, Micah Potter, Alex Len, DeAndre Jordan. shout out Simple Minds, alive and kicking, 17 years in the league. Al Horford, who will be in his 19th year. You got Bol Bol. You mentioned Jackson Hayes just coming off the board.
He's gone.
Kai Jones, Charles Bassey. How about Tristan Thompson? Not quite a center, but a power forward center type. So that's your list of options. And the more you listen to the list, I mean, Bol Bol is intriguing, but you'd rather have Horford for a year.
I think so.
And see if you can, you know, keep him upright and just have him, you know, sit in a chair outside the 3-point line and let him hoist.
Yeah, your goal should not be find your starting center for 3 years from now. It should be do what's best to help the Warriors win games this coming season. You cross next year's bridge and you cross 2 years, 3 years from now bridge when you get there, and you're not there yet. We're sponsored by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. Celebrate Independence Day with pride and responsibility. This 4th of July, use a rideshare or public transit and say no to illegal fireworks. Grill, chill, and celebrate. But if you're drinking, don't drive. Brought to you by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. More time for your calls at 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. More coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.